Continue with our top five right here. Press TV now. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has stressed the necessity of cooperation between regional countries to confront U.S. destructive and destabilizing policies. Assad cited a number of policies taken by the U.S. administration in the region, such as pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, imposing sanctions on Russia, and prolonging the war in Syria by supporting terror groups. He said that all these actions show that the terror-fighting states in the region have been taking the right policies. Assad also highlighted the longtime cooperation with Iran in confronting threats. The Syrian president made the remarks while meeting the visiting Iranian defense minister. Earlier, Brigadier General Amir Hatemi said Iran's presence in Syria should be decided on by Tehran and Damascus only.
The presence of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Syria comes at the request of the Syrian government and officials. Naturally, it is up to both sides to decide whether or not such a presence should continue. No third party can affect this matter.
Hatemi said Iran will contribute heavily to Syria's reconstruction. The defense chief congratulated the resistance front on its victories against terrorists and said the triumphs are a turning point in regional cooperation. The top Iranian commander is in Damascus to discuss issues of mutual interest with high-ranking Syrian military and political officials. Top on the agenda of the talks are regional developments, war on terror, boosting the resistance front, and ways of enhancing Tehran-Damascus defense cooperation. Crossing over to Ohio, joined by Gordon Duff, senior editor, Veterans Today. Thanks so much for being with us. Tell me your take on all of this. Of course, the head of Iran's military and talking to the Syrian president, basically, one, congratulating the resistance on their victories, the importance of the victories, and once again pointing the hands at Washington, that actually Washington continues to support terrorists and want to prolong this war on Syria. Your take.
Well, as we speak, the United States has had in place for 4 or 5 days as many as 35 warships armed with missiles. In Damascus, they talk about nothing other than an upcoming broad American attack, including missiles, but also aircraft as well, meaning America would be losing pilots. As to why, according to the Russian press, and this is going every day, Russian press and your own Iranian press, the U.S. is planning a terror attack using WMDs, poison gas, on Syrian people in order to blame it on Damascus. And this story has been in certainly the Russian press. There are 4 articles today alone in RT and Sputnik. This is the backdrop for this. The other one is we have to admit that the Kurdish groups the U.S. has backed are currently probably holding up to 30% of Syria, about 40% of their oil, of their grain-producing areas, almost 60%. They're controlling a significant amount of the water in Syria. The U.S. is building new bases, new airstrips. In Al-Tanf in the south, the U.S. has provided a training and resupply safe haven for ISIS fighters that has probably held up the freeing of Idlib province by more than a month already. We're seeing a major military action expected within the next few days against Idlib. Russia has been negotiating with Turkey to get them to stand aside. In the end, it's going to take something to get the United States out of its illegal occupation of a significant part of Syria.
And what do you think it's going to take?
It's going to take Iran moving in a larger presence, a closer relationship with Hezbollah, giving the U.S. and its parent state, Israel, and calling it anything else with Trump as president is insane, giving them something to lose. And that something would be a strong alliance that would include Turkey. And Turkey's also under assault from the U.S. economically and probably at some point militarily, despite the fact they're a NATO member. Turkey is up in arms. People are in the streets over the U.S., as they are in nation after nation. But without leverage, there will be nothing to get the U.S. out of there. And of course, Trump's empty promises about pulling out of Syria have been nothing but that, as we've seen his repeated military attacks on Syria, something, by the way, that never happened during the Obama administration. This is a partnership between Syria and Iran, and to a lesser extent, Russia, to a lesser extent, Turkey, who has never been a solid partner to anyone, to offset American mischief that's eventually going to be aimed at Tehran. Mm-hmm. And all of the nations in the region are simply seen as dominoes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Gordon Farrow, Ohio Senior Editor, Veterans Today.